This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What's that sound you hear? It might be Wolverine fans chortling and Spartan fans growling as ESPN unveils its future power rankings for college football. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon is here with us. And first, a bit of history, John. Over the past, let's say, 4 years, what has Michigan State football accomplished?
Just about everything you can in college football, short of a national title. They've won several, of course, Big Ten titles, division titles, only 2 years out of the last six where they shut out of any titles, which is pretty amazing. They've been to three BCS bowls. They've won four bowls. They've won two of those BCS bowls. They've gotten to the four-team playoff. They've done everything again except winning a national title.
And Michigan football.
They have done everything but get kicked out of the Big Ten. Obviously, in 2011, Brady Hoke had a great season at 11-2. And last year, of course, Jim Harbaugh went 10-3, winning a big-time bowl against a good Florida team. So two great seasons out of that batch, but a lot of bad ones.
And here comes ESPN with its annual college football future power rankings, peering into the future and predicting which programs are going to thrive and succeed. And what do we get? Michigan in fifth place, and at number 10, Michigan State. Your thoughts?
It's good for hype, of course, I think. We're talking about it now, aren't we?
So true.
That worked. Look, we're all just guessing here. Clearly, I'm not one of the pollsters here.
Sure.
This is Harbaugh's first year. The question in Michigan State's case is, how long will D'Antonio stay? I think ESPN is betting that Harbaugh's got more years left in him at Michigan than D'Antonio does at Michigan State. That's the bet there. Furthermore, Michigan's got most of its team coming back this year, where Michigan State is losing most of its team to graduation, the NFL, Connor Cook, their star quarterback. Nonetheless, this is exactly the kind of thing that gets Michigan its reputation for arrogance and Michigan State its reputation for bitterness. And it's good fodder on both sides, I suppose you'd say. Look, Michigan State has made a living out of eating disrespect. This is great fodder for them.
Should the Irish be in a higher place than the Spartans? They were number 9 and the Spartans were number 10.
I think they're basing that on the finances of the whole thing. Not
okay.
Necessarily football success, but the fact that Notre Dame is a money machine. They don't share their money with the Big Ten.
That's true.
Good contract. They get to keep it all.
And speaking of Notre Dame, a very popular rivalry appears to be back on.
One of the most popular in the nation, Michigan-Notre Dame, on not just down the road, but 2018, only 2 years away. That is very fast work by Jack Swarbrick, the Notre Dame AD, and of course the new AD at Michigan, Ward Manuel, which apparently does prove the point that Dave Brandon, not Swarbrick, was the sticking point in the Michigan-Notre Dame rivalry ending a few years ago.
In an ugly way, as you describe in your book.
Very ugly way, and Swarbrick was the author of that, let's be clear. Swarbrick handed Dave Brandon the envelope with a few hours to go before the first kickoff there.
Breaking
up with you, and we're going to take two of the next three home games, which, by the way, are worth $4 million each. Those are huge. So Michigan got a bit screwed on that one, but it appears that he felt Michigan's going to break up with him first. Junior high school dating. Oh, yeah, I break up with you.
So all seems to be forgiven and back on track for 2018.
It seems to be based on personalities, not the actual schools.
And we can't let you go today without noting the Tigers finally did it.
What did they finally do, you're asking? Cleveland Indians. They had lost 11 straight to division rival Cleveland Indians. They won finally on Thursday, so now they're 1-11 against Cleveland. Here's a fun fact for you. If Detroit had won only 6 of the 12 games against Cleveland, they'd be in first place by a good chunk, and Cleveland a distant second.
Ooh.
As it is, it's just the opposite now based on one series. I've never seen one team have such a big problem with one team. That's Detroit and Cleveland. That's their only problem.
That's wild. Now, you have been so-so about the Tigers so far this year, John. Any change of heart? Any warming of your lukewarm heart?
1-11. Cindy is not going to do it for me. Kudos, Tigers. Congratulations. They play them again, the Indians, in September for 3 more games. That could decide the division.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.